Next first and last name is Padin, again, Padin. That first name is Nicholas, Nicholas. The date of visit is December 8, 2022. Date of birth is December 2, 1952. Next clerk of chief complaint. Chief complaint. Chief complaint. Referring physician is Dr. Gharago, Z as in zebra, Lou, MD. Next program, dear Dr. Gharago, Zlou. I have the pleasure to see Nicholas today for initial evaluation. Initial evaluation for dysphagia. Next program, his requested administration is a 70-year-old male, kind of chief complaint of swallowing and choking for stuff. Physician tells me that he has 2 months ago, kind of, he was choking on some water for stuff. Patient tells me that at that time, kind of, patient's left neck symptoms. For stuff, it tells me that the whole left side of the body become numb. For stuff, the whole left side of the body, including left face, left arm, left leg, were numb. For stuff, he also tells me that there was some left body spasm. For stuff, the symptoms lasted about 5 minutes and then resolved. For stuff, since that patient tells me that they do not have any homeostasis, any body sensory changes. For stuff, he also tells me that he's got a cardiac workup for time, which was negative according to the patient. For stuff, that patient has been taking aspirin. For stuff, there's no significant side effects. For stuff, next to the past medical history. Past medical history, non-expert past surgery history, non-expert co-medication, aspirin 81 milligrams per day, next somebody, atorvastatin 40 milligrams a day, next somebody, tamsulosin, next to allergies, no known drug allergies, next to social history, patient single, for some patients retired, patients to smoke 10 cigarettes a day for 45 years, patient has quit smoking, patient drinks alcohol on a social basis, patient does not use illicit drugs, next to family history, there's no family history, similar medical condition, patient did not put a review system, next to paragraph, this part of the impression, suspicious for transient ischemic attack. At first, the patient 2 months ago, kind of was choking in some water. And then the whole left side of the body becomes tingling and numb symptoms. At first, the patient tells me that symptoms lasted 20 minutes and then it resolved. At first, the patient tells me that hasn't happened again since then. For subcortical, it would be nice to have increases on the body sensory changes with what we had dysarthria and dysphagia. For subcortical, a patient had a negative brain MRI. For subcortical, a patient also had a negative cardiac workup. For subcortical, a patient also had a Holter monitoring. For subcortical, a patient had a CT angiogram of the head and neck. For subcortical, they were all negative. For subcortical, I suspect that the patient might have a transient ischemic attack causing left sided symptoms of first and for a condition. Explanation of developed diagnosis. Next number will recommend patient continue to take the enter-coated aspirin 81 milligrams a day for 7 hours. Next one is patient common side effects in medication which included the stomach upset, nausea, and stomach upset, gastric ulcers. So for 7 patient, let me know immediately if it develops any of those signs and symptoms of first and sober. Also, 20 patients having signs and symptoms from acute stroke or coma, which included hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. For start, 20 patients to let me know immediately if you develop any of these signs and symptoms of first and sober. This marks the dean of dictation. Next patient, last name is. Next patient, last name is A-Y-L-E-S-W-O-R-T-H. First name is Brett, B-R-E-T-T. Date of visit is December 10, 2022. Date of birth is September 21, 1969. Next, we have a chief complaint of left foot cramps. And next, we have history present administration is a 53-year-old male. I'm a chief complaint of left foot cramp. The patient tells me that he's been having left foot cramps for the last 6 months or so. 6 months or so, and it's been progressively worsening for some. He described that starting in March of 2022, kind of a patient was diagnosed with atrial fibrillation and congestive heart failure for stuff. In October 18 of 2022, kind of a patient had an ablation for stuff. Since then, his left foot is getting worse. So first off, he should also have found a deep vein thrombosis in the left calf. First off, since then he's got this left foot spasm and toe spasm in which it's been curling inward, including spasms. So first off, the patient also tells me that fingers start having to squeeze together at times. So first off, his foot symptoms progressively getting worse over time. First off, it's been happening worse when he's lying flat. So first off, when he's lying flat, his foot spasms are the worst. So first off, next with past medical history, congestive heart failure, next number deep vein thrombosis, next number atrial fibrillation, first up, next number past surgical history, TT MAZE, MAZE, again, TT MAZE, MAZE, ablation surgery, October 18, 2022, next number complication, metoprolol, 25 milligrams, 1-4 times a day, next number Lasix, 20 milligrams once a day, next number Eliquis, 5 milligrams, 1-4 twice a day, amiodarone, 200 milligrams, so twice a day, and of Jardiance, 10 milligrams a day, and Digoxin, 125 micrograms per day. And it's for allergies. A patient's allergic to gluten, first up, gluten, G-U-T-E-N, gluten, G-L-U-T-E-N. Social history, patient single, a patient is an engineer, a patient does not smoke, a patient does not drink alcohol, a patient does not use illicit drugs. Next, family history, grandmother had atrial fibrillation, first of an extraverted review system, a patient had a cramping in the left foot, first of patient's muscle pain in the left foot, first of extraverted. Next, the paragraph, a neurological examination, a motor examination, patient. Patient's left foot is constantly having muscle spasms. So first of all, as a matter of fact, the left foot is inverted involuntarily, first of all, due to the spasms. So first of all, patient's toes, all the toes are flexed, I also witnessed some muscle fasciculation in the left calf muscle and also in the left thigh muscle. So first up, I also witnessed some muscle fasciculation in the right biceps area muscles. So first up, next to paragraph, patient sensory examination based on intact sensation. Next paragraph, DTR. Patient has hyperreflexia in bilateral knees, bilateral Achilles, 3+, plantar response downgoing. Bilateral biceps are 3+, bilateral brachioradialis are 2+, next paragraph, impression number one, left foot spasm. So for example, it's right fact, patient has involuntary spasms. They point that his left foot is inverted, toes flexed constantly. Impression number two, hyperreflexia, bilateral knees and bilateral biceps. So first of impression number three, diffuse increase in muscle tone, in all limbs, bilateral arms and bilateral legs. So first of all, this is concerning for neuromuscular disorder. First of all, concern for ALS. So also concerned for muscle disease, ALS. So I'm also concerned for neuromuscular junction disorder. I'm sorry. Also concerned for ALS. I'm also concerned for other neuromuscular disease such as Stuffman syndrome and also muscle disease. Recommendation. Explain the vision of the above diagnosis. Next time I explain the vision, I will refer him to the Stanford Neuromuscular Disorder Clinic for further evaluation. Next time I will start a patient on baclofen, 10 milligrams, 1 pill twice a day. I want to see if that would help some of the muscle spasms. So first time, next time, patient tells me that he already got a prescription for gabapentin. First, explain the patient that he may try that as well. First time, next time. This marks the end of dictation. Next patient. Next patient, this wants to do an invitation. Next patient, last name is a P-U-L-I-U-R. Again, P-U-L-I-U-R. First name is a T-H-I-R-U, V as in Victor, E-N-G-A-D-A. Date of visit is a December 8th, 2022. Date of birth is March 3, 1942. Next birth, a chief complaint of diffuse weakness. Next birth, first request of urinary insufficiency. An 82-year-old male found a chief complaint of diffuse weakness. So for sufficient tells me that his weakness has been progressively worsening for the last few months. So for some, he also muscle cramps. So for some, patient's difficulty to stand up from a squat position. For several patients, it tells me that denies any hemiplegia, anybody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. For stuff, patient tells me that sometimes his fingers are spasming. Patient does not have significant muscle pain. For stuff, an extravergator. A neurological examination, a mold examination, patient has diffuse muscle weakness. The first patient has a bilateral triceps are 4 out of 5. First step, bilateral biceps are 4 out of 5. First step, bilateral hips are very weak. First step, bilateral knee expansion of 4 out of 5. First step, an extra patient has significant patient is unable to stand up from a squat position. First step, patient is unable to squat. First step, next word, a DTR patient has a decreased hypo reflexia. First step, bilateral knee reflex are 0. First step, bilateral Achilles are 0. First step, next word, impressions. A patient has diffuse muscle weakness. The patient is not able to stand up from a squat position. First step, patient has a hypo reflexia in the legs. Patient also muscle cramps. He's got muscle cramps in the hands and also in the legs. But there's no significant muscle pain. I'm concerned the patient might have a muscle disorder. Or myositis or muscle disease. Or any neuromuscular disorder. And it's a recommendation. Explain the patient of both differential diagnosis. And so I will recommendation to obtain a set rate, CPR and CRP. Patient has already done some basic metabolic panel. Which were mostly negative for stuff and extrovert. I will also refer a patient to UCSF for further evaluation for this. I would specifically send her to the UCSF Neuromuscular Disorder Clinic for further evaluation for stuff and extrovert. This marks the end of dictation.